So you had a lot of things cross your proverbial desk in the last couple of hours. What stood out to you amongst, I'm sure a lot of them gave you a lot to think about, but what stood out the most to you?
Well, I think partly because I'm so energy-centric in my in what I do back in Washington with the time on the Energy Committee, I was listening carefully to see how the people in Sitka view energy. And I think I heard pretty clearly from the Sitka Economic Development Association, from Gary there. He says, you know, if we don't have affordable energy, we're nowhere. We're not going to have any economic development. You heard it from the superintendent of the schools, that when your energy costs go up, you don't necessarily get more money coming to the student. The base allocation per student doesn't go up because your energy costs have gone up. It basically means you've got to pull that money from what you're going to use to educate those kids. When you talk about a quality of life and things that keep families in an area, if it's expensive to live here and they can live in another community for less, they're going to factor that in. I've done a lot of traveling around the state this summer. Spent a lot of time. I've been everywhere from Metlakatla to Kaktovik to Kodiak to the Aleutian Chain, up the Yukon, down the Kuskokwim, and everywhere I'm going, people are talking about energy in varying degrees as far as how it's impacting their families, their businesses, their opportunities. And it's stunning to me to think that in a state that has such an abundance of resource, that our energy costs are the highest in the nation. Fairbanks energy costs is second largest city in the state. They, for cities of comparable size, they are the highest cost city in the country.
Yeah, it's a paradox.
It absolutely is. So, I mean, energy clearly stuck out to me. What I heard again that I had heard 2 years ago was were comments about how a community really works together, sector to sector, industry to industry, nonprofits to federal agencies. And you might not think that that's anything unusual. I go into a lot of communities where you've got stovepipe situations where I'm working on my stuff. I'm going to fight hard for my state, my federal, my local dollars, and
don't bother me with your problems.
And maybe it's because you're an island community. Maybe because you've kind of gone through your economic highs and lows. But there's a greater sense of community here in Sitka than I sense in some of the other communities as I travel around the state, and I think that's to your credit.